Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hi, it's Sally. Thanks for joining us. Here's some highlights from today's show.
Kenkel Fritz and Friends, thanks so much for listening this morning. Hey, if you got involved last week during our fall fundraiser, we just want to say thank you.
Appreciate you.
You are awesome. And because of you, we met the need, the goal to keep your station on the air, which is fun to say because last spring didn't quite get there. But with your help, if you gave, you did help us get there. So if you haven't given, you still can if you want to.
Yeah, it's super simple. You just go to myflr.org. That's myflr.org.
Thank you so much for doing that. Appreciate you.
Love it. Here's what Elizabeth shared with us when she made her gift. She said, I'm so grateful. Family Life Radio is on the air. Anytime I have troubles, I can lean on Family Life Radio and listen to God's grace coming through the radio and hear his kindness and positive words from the people on the air. So thank you, Elizabeth. And thanks for giving to the Lord through Family Life Radio.
Amen. And yeah, if you still haven't given, you can. Maybe you were gone or for some reason didn't know what was going on. MyFLR.org. MyFLR.org is our website. And you can help keep the station on the air right there if you want to. And thank you so much for giving. Maybe you know somebody that at times is trying your patience and you don't know exactly what to do. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Misty found this, and I think this might help us all. You know, when a flashlight grows dim or quits working, you don't just throw it away because you know the problem. It's got to swap out the batteries, right? And so when a person messes up or finds themselves in a dark place, do you cast them aside? No, we shouldn't. You help them change their batteries. Some need AA, attention and affection. Some need AAA, attention, affection, and acceptance. Some need C, compassion. Some need D, direction. And if they still don't seem to shine, simply sit with them quietly and share your light. I was going to add one to this as I was going through this.
Okay.
Some are rechargeable.
Oh, yeah.
Batteries. Maybe they need to help. Maybe you need to help them to point where to get recharged.
That's good.
Yeah. Do you have Jesus?
We forget. And sometimes we don't even know ourselves how tired we've gotten and just need a little break.
That's right.
For sure.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you want to chime in, we'd love to hear from you. You can text us at 58326. Our phone system isn't working right now.
Oh, no.
So I don't know which kind of batteries are.
To text us.
Misty, you were having a rough morning yesterday?
I really, really was. If you are cold-natured like I am, maybe you know the struggle in an air-conditioned building. I am constantly wrapping myself up in a heated blanket. Like, I'm always that cold, that level of frigid.
And what Misty's saying is really accurate and true. We've seen her like wear onesie before. Yep. Like she's.
Oh yeah.
I'm always bundled up. I'm so cold all the time. And yesterday I was at my desk and I started getting like unusually warm. And then I got warmer. And then I broke a little bit of a sweat.
Highly, this is unheard of.
Highly unusual for me. And I went, oh no, I'm having my first hot flash. And I was like, oh, I got to call the doctor. Yeah. I got to figure out what's going on. Go do some testing. Like we got. So I ended up running into somebody in the hall who was carrying things out of their office. And she said, what are you doing here? And I was like, working? What are you doing here? And she goes, no, I mean, the air conditioner went out this morning. Everybody else went home to work or moved downstairs. What are you doing up here? So I had been sitting in an unair conditioned building and it got up to what? Almost 100 yesterday here in Tucson, Arizona, where the Family Life Radio morning show is based. And my desk is right by the window. That is why I was breaking a sweat.
You thought you were having a life change.
I 100% thought I was.
Kenkel, Fritz, and friends. So Ruth Jo Simmons, first of all, she's an artist. Guys, man, doesn't she have some gorgeous art?
She does.
Yes. Beautiful painter.
Very talented.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she wrote this book called Pilgrim. And maybe you've felt hurried or preoccupied with the destination, that you miss what's right in front of you on your journey with Christ. And that's what this book is all about. It's devotional. It's got lots of artwork throughout this book as well. And so we were talking to her about, you know, what happens when you get that detour in life and it feels like you're off track or life isn't turning out the way you want it. This is what she had to say.
My whole goal with all my art and all my writing is always to point people to God's grace and who God is in our everyday lives. Because at the end of the day, you know, you can go to church on Sunday and you can think through like what you're learning. But when the rubber meets the road in your everyday life and you're going, hey, this is a circumstance I wasn't expecting, or my life isn't turning out the way I expected or hoped for, how then do we take our next steps? How then do we decide how to react and journey on? And so Pilgrim is a devotional that's really come out of years of recognizing that while I might be looking for little signs along the road that tell me how to get where I want to go, God desires to point me to who He is as I'm trying to get somewhere. He's actually saying, follow my lead and know who I am. And that's actually the most important part of the journey, is to discover who God is as you journey with Him.
You know, that's pretty important. Listen to this again, especially for those of you that have been thrown a curveball by life. It just hasn't turned out the way you thought. This is pretty important. Listen to this again.
While I might be looking for little signs along the road that tell me how to get where I want to go, God desires to point me to who He is as I'm trying to get somewhere. He's actually saying, follow my lead and know who I am.
We're so focused on getting somewhere, achieving, or whatever it is we want out of life, that we forget. I don't know if that's the point.
Yeah.
The point is getting to know God.
Yeah.
And who is God? That's the point. We lose a track. What's like, oh, I've got this I want to achieve, or I've got all these things. But then what happens when you get thrown a curveball like my wife and I have? We got a daughter diagnosed with multiple special needs, and it's changed our lives. We can't do some of the stuff we always wanted to do because of our circumstance. So then what do you do?
Draw closer to God.
Yeah. I wish, Misty, we always do.
I know. I know. That's sometimes my last go-to, strangely enough.
It's a good reminder, though. Yeah.
Helping you experience hope. Family Life Radio.
Maybe you've struggled with something and kind of kept it to yourself. It's pretty freeing if you can let it out in the open. It's Kenkel, Fritz, and friends with you on Family Life Radio. So Max Lucado, you know who he is, probably. He's author, written a gazillion books. Really good author.
Yeah.
I love his books, by the way. And he revealed that he has a secret struggle with alcohol in his new book, God Never Gives Up On You. He'd be at a store, buy some alcohol, and kind of hide it on the way out the store, and then he'd park and sit in his car and guzzle it. He said God not only convicted him by lovingly pointing out that he did not have this problem under control, but showed him grace in the struggle as well. His church elders walked him through this recovery to sobriety and with prayer and accountability. His congregation, I love this part. His conversation with his congregation about alcohol abuse issues helped him connect with more than a dozen churchgoers battling the same struggle.
Wow.
And he says he now wears the name Forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Max says God met him where he was during that time, and that God showed him you can fumble in life and still be used mightily. You know what I love about this?
What?
His church didn't toss him aside.
Yeah, 100%.
Just because somebody is struggling with something, is that when we just throw them out? But yet he found community with others dealing with the same thing. And now we've got a pastor that's restored. I love that.
And they all got to watch it happen.
Exactly.
And I think it's also proof that when we keep our problems so close to ourselves and we don't let anybody in, we're missing ministry opportunity, connection opportunity, and even recovery opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I agree. I mean, look at his congregation. Because of his strength of character to share the struggle, others were able to step up and say, I need help too.
Yeah.
The grace was extended. It's just amazing.
Right. And aren't you, I'm so glad. Well, you said it, Misty. He didn't do this in secret.
Mm-hmm.
The church kind of could have kept it on the down low. We will not talk about this.
Right.
But look what happened instead.
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe it's a lesson for us all. The Bible says to confess your sins one to another, not keep them on the lowdown.
Exactly. And the reality is, whatever you think, nobody has it all together.
That's true. Mm. Even you may look up to your pastor and think this is an amazing man or woman of God, but the truth is we're all, you know, we all are human beings, and that involves mistakes. That involves sin. Yeah. So hope that encourages you today. If you got something going on, man, tell someone. Get some help for it. Just don't know what's around the corner to help you. Kenkel, Fritz, and friends, time for that good news of the day. Bernie is with us from New Mexico. Tell us what's going on.
Well, about 8 years ago, I was introduced to methamphetamines by my then husband, which I promptly became addicted to. And I lost everything, my family, my friends. And finally, one day, God woke me up and said, is this the way you want to live your life? And I said, no. And he's been dealing with me ever since. And I just got to love him today because I am now 18 months sober.
Mm.
And my children love me again. I'm in my children's lives.
Wow.
And now I have a home church here in Roswell that is amazing.
So you're saying God woke you up one day. Tell us about that.
I just heard him talking to me one day, that still quiet voice, saying, is this really how you want to live your life? Or do you want to come home? And I chose to come home, and he's been with me ever since.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I have dealt with faith issues my whole life, and they're getting so strong now that I know no matter what I go through, he's here with me.
Amen.
Carrying me through when I can't do it myself.
So when you heard that voice from God, what did you do?
I started going to church. I went to rehab, and my life has been so blessed ever since.
That's awesome. Wow.
Mm.
Thank you, guys. That's all I listen to anymore is Family Life Radio, because it lifts me up and helps me face whatever comes during the day. And it strengthens my faith also, just the songs and worship.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, we want to hear your story. What's your good news? Give us a call right now. 888-888-9976. More than likely, you're interested in saving some money. Got a way for you to do that. It's Kenkel, Fritz, and friends with you on Family Life Radio. So my wife and I, we've got a daughter diagnosed with multiple special needs. She's in a wheelchair. And she is now almost 21 years old, guys.
Oh, it's amazing. I can't believe it.
I know.
Wow.
But she's nonverbal. She's non-ambulatory. And so what that means is we have to either pick her up physically and put her in her wheelchair, or we have this Hoyer lift that'll pick her up from the ground and help us. I'll just say this. It saves our backs.
Yes.
And our bodies, for that matter. Well, the battery broke in
this thing.
And I looked it up online, and it was $250 to replace this battery.
Oh, my goodness.
In this Hoyer lift. And so I did a little more digging and found a video of a guy who unscrewed the top of the battery.
Uh-huh.
And inside were two smaller batteries. And I'm like, what?
Oh.
So I did the same thing. I unscrewed my battery and I found these two smaller batteries. And so I looked it up and I found a place locally that I could buy it from. And I'm now, if I were to just buy this battery pack on its own, guys, $250.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
I bought these two batteries for $38 each.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a nice savings.
YouTube to the rest of
you. Yes. I am not kidding you. This is just my encouragement for you. If something breaks, what do you got to lose by taking the cover off of something?
Right.
It's true.
Just take a look around. You can see something obvious right away. Oh, that looks like it's broken. You go buy the part and boom. You're good to go. I mean, this took no mechanical wisdom whatsoever to do what I just did. Anybody could have done it.
I still think you may be overestimating me, personally.
I
know.
Well, I would just love to know, what have you fixed because of YouTube or the internet?
Yes.
Or whatever. A lot of people are TikTok has turned into a place to find answers.
Oh, totally.
Yep. What have you fixed? I'd love to know. Encourage us all, because we can save some money here.
Yeah.
What is it? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. So we're talking about saving money today. And super simple stuff, like pulling the lid off of something that's broken. My wife and I have a daughter diagnosed with multiple special needs. She's in a wheelchair, and we use this Hoyer lift to pick her up. One of the batteries went out, took the lid off, and inside were two smaller batteries. And I got all of this from YouTube, by the way. So what have you fixed because of YouTube? 888-888-9976. Ashley is with us. Tell us what happened.
So the biggest thing that he fixed was a tankless water heater, and it was leaking a lot. So he called an HVAC person out there, and they said, oh, you need to replace the whole unit. It's going to be like $2,000 for labor and everything. Ooh. So he's like, I'm going to take it apart. And then he found a little plastic part that was cracked, and he went to YouTube. The part was like $19, and it took him 30 minutes to install.
No!
And now, a year later, it's still working. And he's like, I feel like texting that plumber and saying, like, I fixed it for $19.
I have done something similar. Our AC unit went out. Took the lid off, and I saw something looked like it was wrong with this particular capacitor looking thingy deal. And I just looked up the part number and got it, and they were going to tell me I needed a whole new AC unit.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
And you wonder why sometimes we don't trust the service industry.
Exactly.
Oh. Yeah.
So I thought that was funny. My husband does that.
So for a $19 part and 30 minutes of labor.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, man. Done. Wow. That's amazing.
Well, I thought I'd share. Thank you, guys. I surely enjoy my morning drive with you guys on my radio.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Family Life Radio.
It's time for that joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
All right. Well, tell us what's going on.
Yesterday, we had a problem with our garage door. My husband comes out, and we looked at it. How are we going to pay for this? We just don't have the money. So I had been saving all kinds of my junk jewelry for the longest time, for like 20 years. And I said, well, let's go see what we can get for this. We called around, and we tried to get prices for garage doors, and they came to about, around $1,100. So we went and took all my junk jewelry and went down to a place. And guess how much we got? $1,100.03.
Wow!
If that is not the most perfect, I mean, God is just so faithful. There's nothing that He can not do for you if you just believe and be faithful to Him.
Amen.
That's all He wants from us.
Well, what great news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, you can be our next Joy Report. What's bringing you joy? Call us right now. 888-888-9976. It's Kenkel, Fritz, and friends. Hope you're having a wonderful day. If you want to talk, our number is 888-888-9976. Good morning.
You had asked about the smells that make you think of fall.
Yeah.
Mine is the first wood smoke coming out of the chimney.
Wood smoke coming out of the... Yes.
Mm.
That's a good smell.
It is.
I agree.
It should make a candle that smells kind of like a Christmas or fall fireplace.
Ooh.
Do you remember, there is this, so strangely enough, they make a perfume called By the Fireside or By the Fireplace. And I got a sample of it a couple of years ago and tried it on, and it smelled horrible because that's just not, I'm sorry, that is not a good perfume scent. And I remember, like, I washed my wrists and I took a couple of showers, and I came in the next morning, and Kenkel Fritz says, why does it smell like a fireplace in here? Oh.
Well, you know what? I'll say this. I don't think it's a good cologne smell. I think it might be a good candle smell.
Yeah.
Here's why it's not.
You know when you're out by a campfire?
Yes.
And your clothes get that smoke?
Yeah.
That's just too much.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. It was best smell.
Yeah.
On me.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.